Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Just one look, and I felt so hard.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am Small Business Advocate and responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Rick Keating is our guest, our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member, chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. I encourage you to go there and check out all the good work that they do and how they support and advocate for you, small business owners. They are in Washington, D.C. They're in the state houses, pushing, you know, sticking their finger in the eye of people who don't behave for us. And Ray, thank you again for all the good work that you and Karen Kerrigan do, the president of your organization, who's one of our favorite folks on the planet. So we're talking about the SBE Council's ranking of 50 states according to policy and tax climates for small business. Which are the worst states for policy, Ray?
You're going down bottom. You're going negative. Okay.
Yeah, we'll start out with the bad guys.
Well, let's go to the bottom five, we'll say. Okay, number 46 is Minnesota. Number 47 is New York, my home state. Why do I live here? I don't know. Number 48 is Hawaii. Now, this is interesting. 49 is California, and 50 is New Jersey. Now, I've been doing this. This is the 23rd edition of this report. Prior to that, when I worked at another tax organization, I had done it for an additional, I don't know, 3-4 years. Every single year, California came in last. Now, you can't strictly compare all the reports from year to year, but no matter what, California came in last, except this year. New Jersey moved into the last spot, and it's not because California did anything positive to move up. It's just that New Jersey worked really hard to make all of the wrong decisions.
To be more stupid.
Yes. And now they are dead last in this index.
Wow.
You got to work hard to do that. But
that's
Governor
an ignominious.
There,
that's an ignominious honor. That's a country.
Yeah. Well,
right?
They did some astoundingly bad things under the new governor, raising income taxes across the board. And so
unbelievable. So, I think you're missing an opportunity here with the bottom five, because folks, I want to name off these countries, these states, and you'll notice there's something similar to them. Actually, I'm going to name off 11. Maryland, Maine, Oregon, Connecticut, Vermont, Minnesota, New York, Hawaii, California, New Jersey. That's 10 of the top 11. I left out Iowa because I don't know what to do with Iowa. But 10 of the top 11 are the most, are 10 of the 12 most liberal states in the country, right, Ray?
Well, yeah, it goes to the definition of what's liberalism, right? So,
Here's liberalism. They can't do math. In the liberal politician's world, one plus one equals three, two plus two equals five.
And what do they do? They embrace big government. They believe that government is the answer rather than the problem. So you're going to have.
And we're talking conservative. We're talking fiscal conservatism here, folks. We're talking about managing our money, managing our resources. That's the conservatism,
right. So
liberalism we're talking about.
You're going to wind up with big government. You're going to wind up with high taxes. You're going to wind up with excessive regulation.
Right.
I mean, that's the definition of an economic liberal, a fiscal liberal. Sure.
And the top 10 on this, from the top 10 standpoint, are the states who typically you think of as being more. You know, Washington is one of the exceptions, I guess. Tell us about that.
Oh, in terms of the top 10? Yeah, Well, number one is Texas. Number two, Nevada. Number three, Florida. South Dakota comes in number four, and Wyoming comes in number five. So when you just look at those five real quick, four of them have no income taxes or capital gains taxes whatsoever. That's a huge plus. Florida has a corporate income tax, but no individual income tax. So those are all big pluses.
How does Washington wind up in the top 10 with their liberal?
Washington's a fascinating state.
They are.
It's a fascinating state. It's number 10 because, and I'll tell you right off the bat, because it also does not impose any kind of income or capital gains tax.
Right.
So it has no individual.
But how does that help them with their policy stuff?
That's arguably the most important. If you're not taxing the return on entrepreneurship, on investment, on working and saving,
is that why Bezos and Gates went there?
I can't speak for them personally, but that would be a darn good reason set up shop in the state
sense.
Of Washington.
Exactly.
Yep.
So if you look at the top 10 folks, these are typically not liberal states. They're more conservative in many ways. The top 10 there. And so they know how to do math in those states, don't they?
Yeah, and maybe we could talk, when we come back later in your third segment, we could talk about some states that have been making changes. So it's really fascinating to see states that are, in particular, moving in the right direction. That's very encouraging. And then there are always states like, for example, New Jersey, that make all the wrong decisions and continue to make bad decisions, and they descend in the ranking.
There is one thing I want to point out in this segment as we go to break here in a couple seconds. Texas is in the top of the list, folks, for policy and for taxes. And the number one, they're the best state for those two categories.
Right.
And there's one thing that I believe Texas does that I'm not sure, but I think does that no other country, no other state does. Their legislature only meets every other year.
I love situations like
is
that.
Is there any other
love...
state that does that you know of?
I don't know the answer to that.
I've never heard of any other state that met every other year. To me, we ought to make that like the 29th Amendment or something, whatever. I forgot how many amendments we had. We ought to make every state, there ought to be a federal law that every state legislature can only meet every other year. That'd hold a lot of the oppression down, wouldn't it?
Oh, my goodness. Do it at the state level. Do it for Congress.
You
have
imagine?
Them stay home. You know, let them go play golf for all
exactly.
I care.
Exactly. Just take your money and stay home. Leave us alone.
Right.
Quick break. Right back with Rick Keating, SBEcouncil.org. Please check out the website, folks. You can find this report on their website. We're going to talk about the best states for taxes and the worst ones, too. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.